everyone.
Morning.
Sure you want to do this?
Yes. Stand with your right hand over your heart and repeat after me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everyone. We have a roll call.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Zara?
Yes.
Director Brandman? Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Yeo? Director Rowe?
Yes.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Do we have any items to the agenda? Okay. Anyone want to speak? Okay. All right. Moving on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
Second.
All right.
Dr. Green?
Yes.
Director Zara?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to item 9, additional scope to expand PFAS bench scale treatment testing.
Dr. Megan Plumley has a presentation for the committee.
Good morning. All right, so we have a proposal to expand our scope of work through the Jacobs Engineering Consulting Firm that's supporting us on our PFAS treatment study. So I'm going to walk you through that. I wanted to give a refresher because there's been some recent related presentations to the board and actions. So back in August, we recommended and the board approved issuing the agreement to Jacobs for the PFAS treatment study. And then in October, the board approved issuing an agreement to Corallo Engineers for a separate study that we're calling the PFAS planning study. So two separate studies, but they have interconnections and they're happening in parallel. I'm speaking about the Jacobs work today. And then just last week, I gave an update on some of the activities of the R&D department in the past 6 months, and I included an update on the Jacobs PFAS study because R&D staff, including myself, are supporting that work, such as leading the pilot testing that we're doing here with advisory support from Jacobs and support from water quality and engineering departments. And then, so today, talking about expanding the scope of work for Jacobs to look at additional carbon and novel adsorbent products in the bench testing. So a quick background. So our current notification levels for PFOA and PFOS are shown there, two types of PFAS, per polychlorinated alkyl substances. The response level currently is shown at 7D combination of PFOA and PFOS, but we expect that response level is likely to be reduced in early next year, and also the public health goal setting process has begun. So we anticipate that 11 different producers in our service area would be impacted by that reduced potential response level. That's a lot of wells, 71 wells. That's about a third of our basin production, so it's significant. Using an alternative water supply like imported water would come at a significant cost. And we've very roughly, preliminarily estimated costs for capital and O&M for treatment systems for the many different wells in total. And that's a high number, about $850 million. This is an estimate that would be refined through more site-specific evaluations under that Corallo study, the study I'm not speaking about today. So background I've previously provided, just briefly, these are the two technologies that we're particularly focusing in on for the treatment study under the Jacobs project. So granular activated carbon and ion exchange, both are adsorbent technologies, so you pass the water through a carbon or resin column system or bed, and essentially it absorbs the PFAS so that the effluent coming out of the column is non-detect for PFAS until the capacity eventually over time becomes spent, and then you see that because you start seeing breakthrough or detections of PFAS in the effluent from the system, and then you change out the product to fresh product. So in our Jacobs project, the plan is to evaluate at bench and pilot scale a number of different products, since performance can be site-specific depending on your water quality. So one product may perform better than another, and that's something we'll be able to see through testing. So we'll be able to identify the best performing and the best value, taking cost into account, products for our water, for several different waters, for the different producer waters. So the Jacobs scope of work is to write a written work plan for the bench testing, which is called Rapid Small Scale Column Testing, or RSSCT, to then implement it, which they have a subcontractor, Battelle, who has a lot of experience doing RSSCT in their laboratory. So Battelle would actually be the one to implement the lab scale column testing to provide advisory support to us as we embark on our larger scale version of a similar test, but at pilot scale, which we've already, as I mentioned in my update last week, installed a pilot in a prefabricated building and have completed electrical and plumbing and so forth. So we're a few weeks away from getting started and commissioning that pilot. And then, of course, all the data that comes out of the lab scale testing and the piloting, Jacobs would do data analysis and modeling with their existing modeling capabilities for PFAS treatment for these types of technologies, to then identify the best performing or best value products, to do cost estimating, footprint estimates for the space required for the treatment systems. It's an additional task. They are actually going to also do some bench work looking at membranes, evaluating PFAS removal in a system, in a lab scale system. And then, of course, writing it all up in a final report that includes the results and the costs and so forth. So this is the scope of work that we're looking to expand. In particular, we're looking to expand the lab scale test in the RSSCT. So what's the point of the RSSCT? It's to look at the GAC products and novel adsorbents. It's not for earth ion exchange. It's just for the GAC and novel adsorbents at the lab scale with these small columns. The testing will be done, as I mentioned, by Battelle in their laboratory in Ohio. And it's as revealed by the name, rapid small-scale testing, the idea is to be able to quickly screen products. And so it really only takes about 3 weeks for each round. So you set up all the columns. In this case, there will be eight with multiple. You know, each one has a different GAC product or a novel adsorbent. You pass the water through. It takes about 3 weeks before you might start seeing breakthrough. And you're able to mathematically scale that up to a full-scale prediction and compare these products to one another. And then you repack them with fresh material and check the next water in a new round. So multiple products at a time, multiple rounds of different waters.
Okay. So, the testing in lab, doesn't it take like 2 to 3 weeks to get the analysis from the sample?
Yeah, I'm not sure what Battelle's turnaround time is on the PFAS analytical results. You're right, they'll be sampling the influent and the effluent. I think it's a little faster than that. So there would be a lag before we'd have the data. Maybe a week. But yeah, I'm not sure. I'll follow up on that. And so we'd be going, doing, to your point, multiple waters take time, but we'd be getting data as we go and looking at how each, you know, round is performing. So just a key difference to point out compared to the pilot is the inclusion of the multiple waters in the RSSCT. The pilot is, of course, just being served by the one. Well, it's our OCWD-owned Bessie well, and all the same GAC products and novel adsorbents, as well as ion exchange products, will be tested in the pilot, but it's just for that one water, versus with the RSSCT testing, we can really get a sense for, do we see different results based on the different producer waters we're testing, or are they similar enough that the same best performers, you know, just the sequence of best to worst product maybe just comes out not the same. So we're very curious to see that. So the RSSCT we expect to begin December 2nd with the best water first. So logistically, think about what this means. It's a lot of water that we have to collect and ship to Battelle for the RSSCT. So for each round, actually 6 55-gallon drums of water. So, and we the original scope assumed 8 rounds. We'd like to expand to 12. So 12 times we'd be, Orange County Water District staff would be going to the site, whether it's our own well, or then shortly after that, we do that one first, all the different producer wells of 10 different producers. Filling the drums and shipping them to Ohio. They'll be driven by a transport service, a trucking service. And we've already gone through, Jacobs did an evaluation of water quality from the different wells, and we've been speaking with points of contact from the different producers to land on a well selection for this work. So where are we looking to expand this scope? The original scope assumed four different products would be evaluated in the RSSCT, four different GAC or novel adsorbents, but total of four. That's really based on an assumption where at the RFP stage we wanted to choose a number and have our different consultant proposals be consistent. And based on our experience talking with different consultants, a typical drinking water client would do maybe 2 to 4 products in an RSSCT if they are doing bench testing before proceeding to piloting or to full-scale design. But you know, we ultimately asked, we felt like we've been seeing a lot of evidence that there are other products out there. There's been a lot of webinars lately and a lot of expertise being, PFAS talked about at conferences. So we asked Jacobs if they could kind of expand that market review, do a more comprehensive survey, and ultimately we found 9 different products that we felt merited testing. So we'd like to expand the scope of the RSSCT for each of those rounds that we do, to not just do 4 different products, but to do 9. As I mentioned, we're already testing all these same products that were identified as being potentially attractive for the pilot, so this will also allow the RSSCT and the pilot to mirror one another as far as the GAC and novel adsorbent products. The pilot test, we had originally envisioned as perhaps a couple phases, allowing us to look at multiple products, but instead we essentially upsized the size of the pilot to do more in parallel, so we may only have just the 1 phase of the piloting. Oh, and this is the list of products. Don't expect you to read through it all, but we have, for the 9 different products that I mentioned, so 7 different granular activated carbons from 3 different vendors, and 2 novel adsorbents from 2 different vendors. So in addition to expanding the number of products we look at, we want to do more rounds of water. So originally we did 8 different rounds, and we'd like to expand this to 12. So that came out of discussions with the producers and looking to essentially test all of the potentially impacted producer waters. And as I mentioned, we've already thought about which wells to collect this water from. The water quality review is based on general parameters, TOC and PFAS, and then the well selection also depended on producer preferences as far as their priorities for getting results, perhaps for a particular well. So this is just a visualization. It's a little hard to see the color. I guess you can see it. The blue area represents sort of that original scope, so 4 different products with 8 different rounds of RSSCT, and the pink shows how we would be expanding that. So additional products and additional rounds. The 12th is really a placeholder. If we were to identify maybe some odd results, or if an additional well becomes of interest, just kind of building that into the Battelle scope so that we have that option, but we may not need to do that. So what does that mean for the project cost? So this table shows you the different tasks. The original fee, Jacob's fee, with the total there, $340,000, and then the amendment number 1 is the increase, so an additional $388,000. For a new revised total of $728,000. So where this, how this comes about, that the work plan scope was increased to evaluate the additional products and all of the coordination with vendors to consider. You know, vendors have also essentially been pitching their products to us and the Jacobs team, so reviewing all that. The task 2, of course, the implementation. So this is really Battelle's subcontract to do the testing. And this is the biggest individual increase, so that makes sense, because really what we're doing here is expanding the scope of the RSSCT. So about 60% or so of the total increase in the project cost is the Battelle sub-award, and the other 40% is Jacobs increases. Certain tasks don't increase at all because they're not related to the RSSCT or to the additional rounds of testing, so that's the pilot support they provide, no increase. The potential phase 2, developing a plan for a phase 2 of piloting, if we are to do that, no increase. And then the last one there, task 10, on the membrane testing, no increase. And then the corresponding data analysis, cost estimating, report writing, meetings, all go up as well due to the increased data. So, you know, roughly we'll have about a 3-fold increase in data produced as far as you can take into account the additional products being evaluated and the additional rounds. So that is the summary of the cost increase. And then finally, just a quick word on schedule, in case you're curious about that. So kind of comes out coincidentally very similar schedules now for the two tasks, the bench testing, RSSCT, and the pilot. We expect to be in both next month. We're doing the final planning now in the next few weeks for each. And for the RSSCT, the estimate's a little more tight because we know exactly how long each round takes, and we plan to just keep proceeding to the next one. So assuming there isn't a gap in between or a delay, we should be done by September with all these waters that will be tested. But again, getting data along the way, so it's not as if we have to wait until September to have a sense for how the waters are comparing or which products are performing well. And then the pilot is a rougher estimate. It's difficult to estimate when the pilot could be done. It just depends on how the products perform. So we'll have a better clue once we start seeing the lab scale data. It could be as fast as 6 months based on other sites with similar water qualities and similar products, or closer to a year. A longer time is you'll probably get impatient and want to see the results and think about how that impacts, you know, pre-design and project planning. But a longer time also means we're seeing good performance of the products and that they're just continuing to remove PFAS and not needing a change out yet. So that's just a rough estimate. So the recommendation for today is to authorize issuing an amendment to number one to the agreement with Jacobs for the PFAS treatment support project for an amount not to exceed
$388,000. I have to kind of play a devil's advocate here. We have all these samples from all these producers. Why do we have to sample all these producers and test their first samples? What are you looking for?
Right. Well, there are differences in water quality at the different sites, and through discussions with Jacob, we've learned how even small differences in TOC could really impact which product emerges as the best performer. You could have different character to the TOC. So we felt like rather than making assumptions and kind of interpolating between the waters, to just take it from 8 to the total of 12, as I mentioned, it's 10 producers. The 11th is the SUL, and the 12th is the placeholder. So, go that extra mile just to have that peace of mind and assurance that we see, no differences.
But I'm also concerned about transporting samples from the well bed all the way to the lung. I mean, to environmental compliance, to maintain custody, having an assurance. For doing this work, is there a source of the contamination all along the way?
Right. So the material for the drums, I forget what it is, but it took that into account, so we don't expect PFAS from the drums themselves. But you're right, when Battelle receives the water, they'll have to handle it appropriately to avoid contamination. So following similar procedures like when PFAS. And then when we fill the drums, the water quality is back. The same procedures and.
Well, if I was going to plan, people would manage that plan. I think the program is going to come back and put money into testing. Since Calgon has three products, you're going to be doing a little testing with them, and you're going to be developing background for them to use for various other things. Shouldn't they contribute part of this? I mean, our nation tell us which one is the best one, rather than us trying to determine it.
That would be nice. I mean, in general, you're right about the data has a lot of value nationwide. I mean, we'll be presenting it at conferences. The regulated community will be able to see our results and see
about doing the testing and what results we got. And then
I don't like it when I go to a conference and they make the product name A, B, and D, so I'm going to try to push the vendors the actual product means and really share these results. But you're right, we're paying for the effort as far as the.
So, have you talked to Calgon to see if they would.
No, we haven't asked if they'd like donate, money to the project, but it's really not done. Yeah. I would say, along those lines, Evoqua, who we spoke with early on, essentially gave us a really great rate on the pilot. So, I get the exact number. Remember, maybe like $500 a month. So, just they're obviously hopeful that based on the results, we
mind, they probably, that we are testing other products in the same, in their pilot, and being able to compare. The products themselves are being provided for free as samples, but it is just a small amount, so other than that, yeah, we're paying for it.
Just to add, Megan showed a key number up there that over 30 years of operating these systems, and including capital costs, she showed a number of $850 million.
So that's a big number. So we're just thinking it would be good
up front to do as much
work as we can to make sure we get it right up front to minimize that $850 million amount over the 30 years of operating these systems.
Questions or comments?
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Zara?
Yes.
Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, moving on. Have we had to put everything on consent?
Yes.
All right. Any directors' announcements or reports? Okay, I'd like to remind everybody that we have a webinar is on synchronizers.
Are we going to have like this broadcast here in the boardroom or on your own?
It is at 9 a.m.
Right.
It can be here or you can just do it from wherever you are.
But it will be set up here. Yeah.
C2.
Great. C2. Unless we have overflow crowds, I think we should.